It just could have been so many things to avoid all that happening.
They asked us not to show their faces, but the mother and son wanted to share their experience to prevent this from happening again.
I want something good to come out of it, I guess.
The ordeal started when Braden couldn't get lunch because he didn't have a student ID card yet.
So I contacted the office and I told them, hey, he didn't get a student ID, so they're not giving him lunch. He gets low blood sugar right now, so he needs to eat.
After 2 years of homeschooling, Braden was feeling anxious about being back on a school campus, but was looking forward to getting adjusted and to making friends.
It's heartbreaking because he was so excited to, like, you know, have that opportunity.
They say he was struggling to navigate the large school and to get lunch. As his mom, Megan, tried to get lunch squared away, she says the office sent the school resource officer to find her son, but gave the officer no information as to why. She says she was on the phone with her son when the officer found him.
I didn't know what was happening. He started screaming, like, get off me. You're hurting me. Why are you doing this? Like, just continuing and, like, screaming, like, help, mom, help. He's this new kid at the school. And then they handcuffed him, right, at the school and walked him to the school. And, like, there was, so everybody can see.
She says the school apologized and the district confirmed the handcuffing, sharing a statement that went out to school families. The principal writing in part, quote, as we work with the Roseville Police Department to examine the factors that resulted in these actions, we are communicating this information with our families. The resource officer is with the Roseville Police Department, which says it's looking into the incident.
If he knew that he had low blood sugar and he was just trying to go to the office to get lunch, he would have grabbed him and be like, hey, or chased him. He would have been, you know, a little more sensitive to him.
Now the family hopes their case leads to better communication when schools ask law enforcement for help. In Roseville, Leanne Denyer, KCRA 3.